Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is what? Watchmen on the Wall. Watchmen on the Wall. End Time. Global Link Ministry. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. And I'm going on down there in Atlanta, Georgia on Blog Talk Radio. But Derek Oliver is my co-host, and he is a sponsor of me being on Watchmen on the Wall. This is Elder G. Bazard. I've been on Watchmen on the Wall ever since 2006. Before I came on Watchmen on the Wall, I was on WANR radio down here, up here in Warren, Ohio, and I came on Radio Chaos Block Talk Radio in 2012. And I've been on there ever since then. And what am I preaching? I'm preaching the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing but the gospel, the pure thoroughbred of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. I'll say it again. Jesus Christ is God Almighty, wrapped up in human flesh, came here to this earth 2,000 years ago. Come on now, born in Bethlehem of Judea. Yeah, born in a backyard barn. Mary was a mother, and Joseph was the earthly father. But the heavenly father became the Son of God, God in the flesh. And what? He inspired himself by the Holy Ghost into Mary's womb. The Holy Spirit birthed Jesus Christ in Mary's womb. In other words, God himself, being God, being the Spirit, and those that worship him must worship him, and Spirit in truth, impregnated the Holy Ghost into Mary's womb, stayed there for what? 9 months. 9 months. And he was born in Bethlehem of Judea for 2,000 years ago, and stayed on this earth for 33.5 years, and did more in the 33.5 years than anybody in the universe could do in 1,000,000 years. He did things that men, women, boys, and girls never seen a man do. And then he healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cast out waters, he fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 bottles of bread. He did everything unbelievable. And most of all, he died on Calvary's cross. He suffered for your sins and my sin. He was crucified, hung for 6 long hours from 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was so devastating. It was cruciating. It was unbelievable what they did to Jesus Christ on the cross. Oh, man, it was a shame. It was ridiculed. He was embarrassed. He was molested. How? He was molested the way they whipped him. They crucified him. They had no mercy upon him. They had no way of saying that they were sorry. They wanted him out of here. Satan said, I'm going to get rid of this so-called Christ. But what he did wrong. He did wrong. He crucified the Lord of glory. He crucified God the Son, Jesus Christ, in the flesh, which is God Almighty in the flesh. He crucified him. And by crucifying him, he had power enough to raise himself from the dead after he had been in hell for 3 days and 3 nights. On the 3rd day morning, he got up with all power in heaven and in earth in his right hand, and now he sits on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for you and I. He died for your sins. This is more than an Easter bunny. It's more than Easter eggs. It's more than candy wrappers. It's more than that. It's what Christ did on Calvary's cross to save your soul, sin-sick soul, from sin and from the damnation of hell itself. He came down here and took your place. He took your place. Now, if you want him to take your place, Woo! You're going to have to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead by the power of God. And guess what? He's coming back again. Jesus Christ is coming back again. I say it again. Jesus Christ is coming back again to this earth. This earth is almost getting ready to be what? Renewed. Getting ready to bring judgment. Getting ready to recompense. Get ready for a day of reckoning. Get ready for a redemption plan for those that know him and the pardon of their sins. He's coming back to get a church. He's coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. He's coming back to rule and reign. He's coming back to tempt the world to know that sin will not last forever on this earth. He's gonna dissipate sin, degradation, and everything. He's going to get rid of it. Why? Because he died for sin, and those that know him in the pardon of sin can be saved from death, hell, and the grave. Jesus Christ is coming back again to this earth. And when he come back, he's not coming back to die no more. He's not coming back to suffer no more. He's not coming back to do a whole bunch of miracles anymore. He's coming back to judge the righteous. He's coming back to judge the unjust. He's coming back to make everything that's wrong right. He's coming back to let the world know there's a God to live for and there's a God to die for. And all along, he's going to prove for the last time. He's going to prove to the world. He's going to prove to the unbelievers. He's going to prove to the hypocrites. He's going to prove to those that deny him that there is a one God in heaven, and that one God is called Yahweh. This one God is called Elohim. This one God is called Jehovah. This one God is called the one and offspring and the root of David. He is called the Royal Diadem of all times, coming back, not to die no more, coming back to judge. Don't you know every human being? Don't you know, listen to this. Don't you know every human being that ever lived, that ever was born, is going to have to stand before Jesus Christ? Either you want to stand before the great white throne. Don't you know when Jesus Christ comes back again, before he can come back to this earth and straighten it out, the false Christ has to come? Don't you know the false Christ is already here on this earth? Don't you know it's so close now that the church age is almost over? It's not going to be at the end of the world. It's going to be the end of the church age. The church age is on its last run because the church has become so polluted by infiltration of sin and degradation. Don't you know that the church that Jesus Christ is going to build, he's going to build it out of? He's not going to build it out of bricks and mortar and wood and materialistic thing. He's going to build it out for his blood. His blood that was shed on Calvary's cross is going to be the foundation of salvation through every human being that accept him as Lord of glory, Lord of glory, Lord of creation, Lord of everything. Don't you know that the world has to depend upon Jesus Christ in order to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ? Don't you know that Jesus Christ said, no man can get to the Father except to come by me? Don't you know Jesus Christ said, I am the beginning and I am the end. I am the first and the last. Don't you know that Jesus Christ said, no man can get to the Father except to come by me? And he said, I am a Father one. He said, I'm in the Father and the Father me. He said, in order for you to meet my Father, you're going to have to come to me. And when you meet the Son by the pardon of your sins, you know the Father right then and there. There's no three Godheads in the heavens. There's no three Godheads. There's only one Godhead. One Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, God all three in one. Amen. The Father plus the Son plus the what? Plus the Holy Ghost equals one. Oh, my God, because God is a self-existent God. God always will always exist by himself. Nobody made him. Nobody created him. Nobody discovered him. Nobody went down to the Renner Center and rented him. He is self-existent one. He was before I ever was, and he will be here when I'm dead and gone. He will be here when you're dead and gone. He is an everlasting to everlasting thou art God. And what's going to happen pretty soon is that Jesus Christ is getting ready to do what? What is he getting ready to do? I'm going to tell you what he's getting ready to do. He's getting ready to rapture the church. He's getting ready to remove the body of Christ. Why? Because the Bible says in the last days, in the last day, there shall be a falling away first. And the falling away is here. People have fallen away from true biblical teaching. They have fallen away from the power that's in the cross. They have fell away from Bible doctrines. They have fell away from the cross. They have fell away from the blood of Jesus Christ, because preachers today don't preach, they say Jesus and him crucified. As Paul said, I come to you and I present myself. I preach nothing else but save Jesus and him crucified. If there is no crucifixion, if Jesus Christ did not die on the cross, now listen to this, if Jesus Christ did not die on the cross, if Jesus Christ did not hang for 6 hours on the cross, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the afternoon, if Jesus Christ did not do that, if Jesus Christ was not taken from the cross and put in the grave, if Jesus Christ did not stay in hell and preach to those in prison for 3 days, if Jesus Christ did not get up on Sunday morning, first day of the week, if he did not get up, if he did not say all power in heaven and earth is in my hand, if he didn't do that, if he did not do that, listen to me, brothers and sisters, if he didn't do that, every human being on this planet would have no hope, no hope for the calamity that's getting ready to come up on this earth. There would be no hope to escape the depravity and sin of this earth if Jesus Christ is not alive now, and if he didn't come back from the grave, we're all men most miserable. We're all on our way to hell. We're all unsaved. We're all unredeemed. We're all bound for the pit where there's brimstone and fire if Jesus Christ did not come out of the grave. I don't care what kind of religion you say you got. I don't care what denomination you say you go to. I can tell you right now, I'm a Baptist, but that ain't going to save my soul. I wasn't born a Baptist. I was born a sinner, undone and wretched. If you're born a Catholic, if you're born, ain't no such thing as being born a Catholic, because Catholic is just the name of a denomination. Jehovah Witness, all these occult religions, all these Protestant religions. Everybody think they're going to heaven on the name of the church. It's not the name of the church, because you can go to church all you want. You can go every day, every minute, every sucker. But if you haven't been to Calvary's cross, where Jesus Christ dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost and went down into the bowels of hell and set the captive free and came up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and the earth and shed his blood, woo! Brother Bazard is on his way to hell. But thank God he got up out the grave. He went back to heaven. He's been in heaven for 2,000 years. He's getting ready to come back now, because the 2,000 years is almost up. It's almost done. It's almost finished. Why? Because the Bible said in the last days, perilous times shall come. Difficult times shall come. Awesome times shall come. And he said in the book of what? In the book of 1 Timothy, let's see what it says that will happen in the very last day before Christ comes back to the earth. Listen to what it says in the book of Second Timothy. Second Timothy, let's see what it says. Amen. Right now. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. The Lord is my help and my strength. In him I will trust. In him I will depend upon. In him I will hope in. In him I will desire to have him and know him in the pardon of my sin. And in the first, in the second book of Timothy, the second book of Timothy, third chapter. Let's see what it said for us in the third chapter. Listen what it said. This know also that in the last days, perilous time shall come. The days in which we are now living, this speaks of a difficult, dangerous time, which Christians living just before the rapture will encounter. For men shall be lovers of themselves, covetousness, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, and contentment, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And remember, this is describing end-time church, end-time church, which has been totally corrupted. This is the end time church. This is what will happen to the church at the end of the church age. And we are living in the end of the church age. And the last church of this age is called Laodicea. Laodicea is found in the book of Revelation. Revelation is the last book in the Bible. It consists of 22 chapters. The 22 chapters describes what? It describes what? The seven-year tribulation period. It describes the millennium reign. It describes the mark of the beast and the number 666. It describes of the Euphrates River drying up. It describes the great whore that sit up on the scarlet for beast. It describes the rebellion that's going to be in heaven when Satan will be cast out of the heavenlies, in other words, out of the first and second heaven. And the Bible tells me that in the third chapter of what? Third chapter of Revelation at the what? Third chapter at the end of that chapter, it gives you and describes the condition of the last church that will occur in the last church age. And here is the condition of that church. Listen what it says. It says in third chapter. And remember, the first three chapters of Revelation, it covers 2,000 years. I said the first chapter, three chapters in Revelation, the first three chapters in Revelation covers 2,000 years. From the day of Pentecost, which was the church conceived by the Holy Ghost, came back after 50 days Jesus Christ had left for heaven. He sent the Holy Ghost 10 days later after he had left heaven because he was up on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Then he went back to heaven, and then 10 days later, the day of Pentecost came, which represents the 50th day, and the Bible tells me, and there was a mighty rushing wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God himself in the Spirit through Jesus Christ, and he shed blood by the Father, God himself, gave his Son, let him die on Calvary's cross, which the Son himself was God Almighty in the flesh, went down in the grave, came up out the grave, went back to heaven, and guess what? The church has been here for 2,000 years, and now we're at the end of the church age. And this is the condition that the church age would be in. 14th verse of the third chapter of Revelation. This is the church age we're living in now. Now. Not tomorrow, now, because the church has become rebellious. We got a whole lot of wicked people consider that they are Christians, but they're living wicked lives. They're willing any way they want to. They're cussing, lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremongering, lesbianism, homosexuality, incest, child pornography. They're doing every wicked thing, and yet still they want to get in the choir. They want to get behind the pulpit. They want to do all these things behind the pulpit and call themselves a Christian. That's the church I'm talking about. It's called the first church. In the book of Revelation 17th chapter, it's called the great whore. The great whore, because she's a whoring after the world. She's a whoring after all kinds of desperate sin. She's whoring after everything but God. And by her whoring, she's a wicked, wicked, wicked body of who? Satan is the what? He is the main leader of the false church. Because there's two kinds of churches on the planet today. There's two kinds. But God has to separate these folks. God's going to do the separating. You can hardly tell the Christian from the sinner anymore, because the sinners are saying they saved and living like sinners. And those that's in the church confess they're Christian and living like a sinner. So in the last day, people will have a form of godliness, but they ain't got no power. The power of holiness, the power of sanctification, the power of justification, the power of the love of God, the power of hope, the power of faith. They're not living by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For you must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder for those that diligently seek him. Because if you're just living by works, you're going to die and go to hell. Because God says, I'm a faith God. You must believe that I exist. You must believe that I died on Calvary's cross and came up from the grave on the third day morning. You must believe by repenting of your sins and turning upon the name of Jesus Christ and letting the world know that I'm going to confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus Christ raised himself from the dead, which is God Almighty. I hope you can understand that. God is self-existent. Jesus Christ is self-existence. There ain't number one Christ, and this Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. He's God the Father, he's God the Son, he's God the Holy Ghost. He's all three, and it equals one. Jesus Christ, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed, he said, I will pray the Father. He didn't say, I will pray to the Father. He said, I will pray the Father. And he was saying, I'm praying to myself. I'm talking to my Father. And my Father said, I must go to Calvary. The human side of Jesus Christ, woo, was saying, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And the Lord said, my will shall be done. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will do it. I will do it. But if there's another way, if there's another avenue, if there's another detour, let me take it. And the Lord said, there is no other way in the figure of speech. God had no other way to save man. Listen, God has no other way to save man. The only way God could save man from sin, from death, from hell, from degradation, from iniquity, the only way that God had, think on that, the only way that God had to go down in the form of a suffering servant and take upon him a body of flesh and be born of a Virgin Mary and be raised until he's 33 years old. And then at the age of 33 and one half years old, he had to do something that has never been done in eternity. You hear what I say? Never have been done in eternity. He had to die for the debauchery of sin, death, hell, and the grave. He had to die. There was nobody else capability to die for sin and come up out the grave on their own power. Nobody. no angel, no cherubim, no seraphim, no kind of creature from here to eternity. There was no other creature. There was no other man. There was no other deity. But God himself became man and suffered and died on the cross for my sins. My sins is what killed Jesus Christ. Your sins, sins of the whole world, killed Jesus Christ. Because Satan can't stand righteousness. He cannot stand Jesus Christ. And he figured that he could use the human race to operate his plan to get rid of Jesus Christ. And he thought he could kill him and keep him in the grave. And if he could have, they tell me he would have won the battle. But he did not win the battle because Jesus Christ only stayed in the grave for 3 days and three nights. And on the third day, he got up. He got up. He got up from the grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hand. And he will rule and reign. And we are now in the very last end time because there's two churches on the planet today. The false, phony circus church. The great whore church. The church whorish. The church that has no idea and have never experienced the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in their life. That this church has never been changed from darkness into light. They're walking in darkness thinking they're walking in the light, but they have been fooled by Lucifer. And in the book of Revelation, we will see exactly the condition of this last church. 14th verse, 3rd chapter. It says, Laodicea. And unto the angel, the pastor of the church of Laodicea, these things say, amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, and that you are neither cold or hot. Characteristic eyes that which is prevalent at this present time, half measure won't do. In other words, you cannot be half a Christian and half a sinner. Either you're a sinner or either you're a saint. So then, because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, if a person is lukewarm towards something, it means that he hasn't rejected it. But at the same time, he has by no means accepted it. In the mind of God, a tepid response is equal to a negative response. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth. There is no prospect of repentance here on the part of this church or restoration. In fact, there is divine rejection. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know it not that ye are wretched. You are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You got five characteristics of a professing Christian that say they know Jesus Christ. And here the book of Revelation tells you exactly the condition you're in. Number one, you're wretched. Number two, you're miserable. Number three, you're poor. Number four, you're blind. Number five, you're naked. You're spiritually naked. You're spiritually blind. You're spiritually poor. You're spiritually miserable. When you are playing a hypocrite, when you are playing a hypocrite is a person that said they know Jesus Christ, but they have never met him, and they're trying to live off of their own goodness or live off their own righteousness, and you can't live off your own righteousness and go to heaven. You got to have the righteousness of Christ. So if you are living half and half, you are wretched. you are miserable. If you are naked, you are spiritually naked. You have no covering for your sin. You have no forgiveness of your sin. You have no cleansing of your sin, because the only thing that can dress you is the blood of Jesus Christ, because the blood of Jesus Christ can put inside of you the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. My God, my God. Guess what? You're spiritually blind. You don't see nothing. You haven't been delivered from the present evil world. You're still lying. You're still backbiting. You're still cussing. You're still committing fornication. You're still having sex organs. You're still having drug parties. You're still doing the same old stuff you've been doing for 30, 40, 50 years, and you call yourself a member of a certain church. You say you're going to heaven. Well, that's a wandering backyard lie. You're not going to heaven. The Bible says you can't go to heaven. I'm going to show you what the Bible says, what cannot enter the kingdom of God. Listen to what this says in the 21st chapter of Revelation. In the 21st chapter of Revelation. Let's see what it says. It says in the 21st chapter of Revelation, we read these words. Praise God. Listen to what it says. The 21st chapter of Revelation says this is what will never enter into the kingdom of God. It says the 21st chapter, the 8th verse. But the fearful, people who fear salvation, people who are scared of salvation, people who are scared to repent, people who are scared to confess their sin, people who are scared to humble themselves, people who are scared to even read God's word. Why? He said, but the fearful and the unbelieving, all those that reject, listen, all those that reject the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his shed blood and his suffering and his burial and his death and his resurrection, the unbelieving and the abominable, the homosexuals, abomination. Lesbianism is abomination. Rebuking and rejecting the cross is abomination. And murderers, the murderers, murderers, people who hate is a murder already. If you hate in your hearts, if you hate in your mind, if you hate people, you are a murderer. You are a cold-blooded killer. You don't have to murder nobody to stab them in the back. If you hate, you're a murderer and a whoremonger. A whoremonger is a man that's whoring after women, craving after women, love women, ain't going to turn around. He's a whoremonger. He's a mongrel. He's a man that wants his satisfaction. He said the whoremonger and the sorcerers, the drug addicts. The drug addicts, those that's on drugs. I'm going to tell you like the Bible says. Drug addicts, that's what sorcery is. Pharmakeia, drugs. And the world today is covered with drugs. People in church taking drugs. People on the street taking drugs. Doctors, lawyers, rich people, poor people are in drugs. They're sorcerers and idolaters, those that worship in everything else but God Almighty. Those that refuse to worship Jesus Christ, not as God, but is God. And the Jesus said, no man can get to my Father unless he come by me. If you have any other God before me, it's idolatry. And here's what the Bible said. It says the idolaters and all liars. All liars. And who is a liar? Whoever denied that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is a liar, and he's also an antichrist. Because when you deny that Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory, that he's the King of kings, that he's a rose of Sharon, that he's a lily of the valley, if you deny that he's God Almighty, you are a liar. And the Bible says all liars will be cast into the lake of fire and will be burning in the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All of this corresponds with the works of the flesh. this flesh that men are using. And they, if they're walking in the flesh, then they are not of God. If you're living in the flesh, if you're thinking in the flesh, if you're doing what the flesh is telling you to do, and you don't have no conviction on what you're doing, you don't have no repentance of what you're doing, and you love what you're doing, you are a sinner, and all sinners will be cast into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone. And guess what? You can go to church all you want. You can go to church all you want. And all the church going you can do, if you never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, Revelation tells you, 21st chapter, the 8th verse, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go to hell like that. And guess what? That third chapter of Revelation says, it says this, that the church of Laodicea, Jesus Christ said, now if you lukewarm and you hypocritical, I'm going to vomit you up out of my mouth. You make me sick. Jesus Christ is telling this church, with your lifestyle and your lying lips and your self-righteous, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth, because you say I am rich and I increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, you're miserable, and you're poor, and you're blind, and you're naked. You're in spiritual poverty. You have not been redeemed. 18th verse, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. Jesus Christ said, now those that's in this church, you need to come out from among them. Repent of your sin, and I'll clothe you with a cloth of righteousness. I'll make you one of my sons. I'll redeem your soul. Your soul. The only thing you got. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And today we're living in the 21st century, and souls are being sold to the devil for the riches of this world. People are selling their souls every day. People are dying every day without Jesus Christ in their life. By the thousands every day, people are dropping into hell on the automobile accidents. You got drugs. You got homosexuals are dying. You got people on the street that are dying. You got drug addicts that are dying. You got all kinds of young women and boys and girls are dying because men have rejected the word of God. And by rejecting the word of God, they have no power to resist the power of sin. But the only power that you can overcome sin with is the blood of Jesus Christ. So where we at? We're in the church of Laodicea. What's getting ready to happen? Well, what's getting ready to happen is coming up pretty soon. And that is the rapture. Oh, I know what you're saying. You're crazy, preacher. You ain't no such thing as no rapture. No, no. Well, if you would look at the world today, look at it real good now. Look at it. Look at our government. Look at our financial system. Look at our political system. Look at our economical system. Look at our religious system. We got more false prophets and lying preachers more than ever in human history. We got preachers telling nothing but lies, and people love lies because their works are evil. Men love darkness. Men love to be told the wrong thing. But yet still, when you tell the right thing, you're going to suffer persecution, because the Bible says whoever lived godly shall suffer persecution. And so we're living in an age now where this may be the last resurrected year that we will ever see before Christ comes. Because 2024 is a year where things are going to bust wide open. And pretty soon, April the 8th, remember this, April the 8th, 2024, there is going to be a worldwide eclipse. A worldwide eclipse that streaks across the United States of America. And guess what? 2017, another one streaked before 2024. And it made a big X over the United States of America, because America going to have to repent before it ever can be saved. America will not be saved until it repents. In fact, the whole world will not be saved until the whole world. It won't be saved until the whole world repent. Turn from your wicked, slick, dirty, low-down, dirty ways. Turn to God. Look to the hills from whence coming your help. Call on the name of Jesus in these last and evil days. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. For the Lord is my redeemer and my hope. The Lord is my hope. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my one that shed his blood on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago, and it never has lost the power. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that's the only thing going to save this world. But April 8, 2024, there's going to be an eclipse that streaks across the United States of America. When it streaks across the United States of America, the after effect will follow. There's going to be wars. There's going to be civil unrest. There's going to be killing and murder. There's going to be more signs from heaven. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be volcanoes. There's going to be tornadoes and hurricanes. There's going to be people striving to survive in a world where they have rejected the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They go out to pay for the sins that they have done against God on their own, because Jesus Christ said, I'll take your sins. If you don't want them, I'll bury them in the sea of forgiveness. I'll wash them in the blood of the Lamb. But the world today is saying, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I'm all right. I'm a good old Baptist, but that's not good enough. I'm a good old Catholic, but that's not good enough. I'm in the witchcraft, but that's not good enough. I'm in voodoo. That's not good enough. You're going to have to go to Calvary, cross, and fall down on your knees and call on the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're going to have to repent. Come on. Liar, backbiter, hypocrite, you're going to have to repent. Meaning, turn from your sin. Turn from that dirty way you living. Turn from that rotten way you living. Turn from them lies and backbiting. Turn from that self-righteousness and pride. Turn. But man, they say, I ain't turning nothing. I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. But this year, eclipse. Is going to have an effect upon the events that's going to happen until the rapture. There's going to be war. There's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 wars. There's going to be 4 wars going on before the end of the millennium reign. Number one, it's going to be a ring of fire, where the nations of the world is going to gather around Jerusalem, and they're going to try to eliminate the Jewish race. That's number one. That started in 2023, October the 7th. That started and is still going on. And Netanyahu is not going to stop until he gets rid of the Hamas renegades. He's going to have to get rid of them. And by him getting rid of them, there's other 7 or 8 nations is going to try to make an effect and take Jerusalem in one day. They're going to try to eliminate the Jewish people. That's going to fail. And then they tell me in the 38th and 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel 2,600 years ago, said there's another war coming before what? Before Jesus Christ comes back to this earth. And that war is called the Gog and Magog War. That's when Russia will link up with 5 Confederate nations, and they're going to try to come up on the holy mountains of Israel, and they're going to come down from the north. That's what the Bible says. Come down from the north. And when they come down from the north, they are planning to gather all the nations of the world that they can get and come down and swoop down on Jerusalem and get rid of the Jewish people. But my God, the Bible says, Jesus, God Almighty, said, if you touch Israel, you touch the apple of mine eye. If you touch Israel, you're going to be cursed. If you bless Israel, you will be blessed. And they tell me President Biden is going to try to back up off of Israel and don't give them a war supply to fight against the Hamas. But I tell you, President Biden, if you don't get it together, you're out of here. Because God said, whoever stand for my people, I will bless them. Whoever reject my people, I will reject him, because the Jews is the only thing left that's going to be able to spread the gospel. The Jews are going to be the last people that spread the gospel, because when the church leaves this earth, listen to what I'm saying, when the church leaves this earth, there won't be nobody here that will be able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ until God sets up a mission, till God sets up 144,000 evangelists, which is the 12 tribe of Israel. After the rapture of the church, the church will not be here on earth. Where is the church going? The church is going to the judgment seat of Bema. And the judgment seat of Bema is when the church, the body of Christ, the sanctified ones, the holy ones, the ones that have been filled with the Holy Ghost, the ones that are on fire for God, the ones that have committed their soul to Jesus Christ, they will be raptured up. When they are raptured up, there won't be nobody here to preach the gospel. But God said in the 7th chapter of Revelation, I'm going to send 144,000 Jews, and they will preach, for what? 3.5 years. 144,000 Jews. And God already got them picked out. There's a lot of people going around here talking about they are Israel and that they're Jews. No, God got these people picked out. And they won't be announced until after the rapture. Because after the rapture occur, the Antichrist will rise. And the Antichrist will rise. He will come on the scene and tell the world, tell the Jewish people that he is Jesus Christ. And by the Jews, listen, by the Jews willing enough to build another temple, it will be the third temple over the period of 4,000 years. The last temple that was up was 70 A.D., and it got tore down in 70 A.D. and has not been built since then. And now we're living in 2024, and they tell me they're getting ready to build the third temple because they got to have this temple in order for the Antichrist to arrive. And now they got the five red heifers. They got everything in line. They got all the building materials. They got all the priesthood. They got all the five red heifers, and they are going to prepare to set up an old sacrificial offering, which is Judaism. And Judaism is no longer in power, because when Christ died, he eliminated Judaism. And now we're not living under the law. We're living under grace and truth, because the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So when Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, he died for your sin. And by the grace of God, he can save your soul. And when he saved your soul, you're not longer under the law. You're under grace. And when grace comes in, it always defends your mistakes. It always defends your sin, because your sins have been blotted out by the blood of Jesus Christ. And when your sins are blotted out, that means that you, that don't mean you live sinless, but that means that your sins are paid for, for good God Almighty. But the world today is trying to make their own religion. But that last church age is where we at right now. And by us being under that jurisdiction, the Antichrist is alive today, he's waiting. He's looking. He's looking for a period of time in history when he will become on the scene. When he comes on the scene. When he comes on the scene. He will tell the world that he is Jesus Christ when he is not really Jesus Christ. He's the Antichrist. He's alive today, ready to come on the scene, but he can't come on the scene until the rapture. And since the rapture is so near, since the temple's getting ready to be built, that's letting you know that he's getting ready to come. And when he comes, he's going to say that he is Jesus Christ. And the world is looking for a world leader. America is looking for a president. The nations of the world is looking for somebody to take control of the whole world for a period of 7 years to rule. And the time is now, because the world is in a sad state. And they don't have nobody for them to run. But when this man come on the scene, you talking about he's going to turn some heads. He's going to make the world look at him. The world is going to worship him as if he was Jesus Christ, when he will not be Jesus Christ. He will be the devil instrument to be used during the period of the tribulation period. Where is this Antichrist coming from? The Bible tells me. And I ain't going to lie on the Bible. No, sir. I wouldn't even try to lie on the Bible. I ain't taking nothing out of the Bible, and I ain't adding nothing to the Bible. Revelation says if you add anything, I add the plagues. He said if you take out anything, I take your name out of the Lamb Book of Life and all the books of life. Why? Because the word of God is true. And the Bible says that this man will come from Western Europe. In the book of Daniel 7:25, it said that there was 10 horns. 10 horns would rise up. The 10 horns are the European common market nation. And the 10 European common market nations are in power right now. And then in 1986, listen to what I'm saying, 1986, after the 10 horns had got together in 1986, the 11th horn came on the scene. The 11th horn came on the scene, and that 11th horn represents the 11th nation that would join in 1986. And what nation was that? That nation was Spain. Spain, Spain, Spain. Where is Antichrist coming from? He's coming from Spain. What is his name? His name is King Felipe. How old is he? 56 years old. Is he married? Yes. What's his denomination? Catholic. Ooh. Catholic. Catholic means universal. So he'll come out of the Roman Catholic denomination, and he will be coming out of Western Europe. He will be tall. He will be handsome. He will be debonair. He will be the greatest orator, and he will be the greatest dictator that ever hit this planet. But when he come on the scene, he come riding on a white horse. And that don't mean he's going to ride through the sky on a white horse. The white horse represent and symbolize deception, because when he come, he's going to come with a smooth talk. He's going to come with a unique debonair. 6'6". 56 years old, 6 letters in his name, a descendant from Juan Carlos. Juan Carlos is a descendant from what? The throne of David. And David come from Israel. Spanish people come from Jacob. Rebecca had two sons. The two sons were named Jacob and Esau. When Jacob came out of Rebekah's womb, and Esau came out first, and Jacob took a hold of what? Took a hold of Esau's heel. And when he came out, they tell me these two brothers had a confrontation. And the confrontation was that Jacob stole all of his birthright, stole all of his inheritance. So the Spanish people and what? The Jewish people have a relationship going on, because Jacob It was the brother of Esau, and Esau was the brother of Jacob, and Esau came, the original Esau descendants are Spanish people, and the original of Jacob is Israel. So they mixed in, and they crossed, they married, and they became the royal blood. They considered themselves, and so the Antichrist will come out of Spain, a descendant of the throne of David, down through the times of generation. And now we're living in a time now where we are looking for him to come on the scene. 2024 is here. 2024 is getting ready to open up. April 8, 2024. The whole universe is going to line up and cast a shadow across the United States of America. And God has written already 2007. He came from the west to the south. And this time it's coming from the south to the northeast. And it's making an X across the United States of America, telling to America to repent. Repent, America. And turn to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Turn to the one that came from Nazareth. Turn to the one that became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. Because like I said, the true church is soon to be taken out of here. And those that don't know Jesus Christ will fall in the hands of the Antichrist, and they would have to make a decision during the 7-year tribulation. And that is, either they're going to worship this Antichrist or they're going to worship Jesus Christ by faith. And the Bible said, majority of the world will die. Majority of the world will die and go to hell. Listen what it says. Listen what it says in the 13th chapter of Revelation. This is Easter Sunday. This is why Christ died, to save us. Now listen what it says. Listen what it says. And I'm going to close with this just before the altar call. In the 13th chapter, 3rd verse, I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world, meaning majority of the world, wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. The dragon, which is the devil, gave power to the beast, which is the Antichrist. And when he gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast. They worshiped the devil, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blaspheming, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. 42 months of the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the mark of the beast will come on the horizon, and people will have to either receive the mark or be beheaded by the guillotine. The mark of the beast is a period of time when the Antichrist will be assassinated, and about the third day he will be resurrected by Lucifer, by the devil, by the Luciferians, and the devil will actually energize himself and reincarnate himself in the Antichrist, and he will stand up on his feet, and he will go into the temple that the Jews will have built, and he will sit in the temple saying that he is God Almighty. He will say that he is God Almighty all by himself. And he will rule and reign. And the world will wonder after the beast. Majority of the world will wonder after the beast. Are you saved? Are you saved? Because if you're not saved, you can get saved right now. Only thing you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Come to Jesus now. This is Brother Bazaar. I want to let you know that I love you all out there. I hope you have got something from this. I'm only going to be on an hour tonight because of the blessed hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his resurrection, which has already taken place. I want you to know that you need to be saved if you're not saved, because Jesus Christ is coming soon. So get ready. I would like for you to go to church, but if the church is not preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance of sin and not letting you know about the prophecies and about the rapture and about the tribulation and ain't saying nothing about it, you need to get in a believing Bible, baptized, Holy Ghost, Genesis to Revelation church. Because as sure as you're born, after this year, eclipse, April the 8th is over. Things are going to hit the fan. Why don't you come to Jesus now? Only thing you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. Come to him now. He loves you. He adores you. He wants to save you right now. It's like ABC. Come to him. Let him come into your life. Repent of your sins, and he can save you forever. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Come back next week. I'll be on and let you know the King is coming. God bless you. Love you much. In Jesus' name, good day.